Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you for today again.
再次为今天献上感恩。
We know that you are here.
我们知道你的同在在这里。
According to your promise.
按着你的应许。
Regardless of our feelings.
不管是我们的感受如何。
Regardless of what we have done yesterday, today.
不管我们昨天、今天做了什么。
Regardless of if we are healthy or we are not.
也不管于我们是否健康。
But you are here.
但是你在这里。
Thank you because of your promise.
谢谢你，因为你的应许。
So, today I'm going to preach on Romans 8, verse 1 to 4.
那我今天要讲就是罗马书第八章一到四节。
So let's read the word of God.
那我们先读一下神的话。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了。
Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and the death.
因为是生命灵的律在耶稣基督要基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的。
God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of a sinful man to be a sin offering.
神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭。
And so He condemned sin in sinful man.
在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的。
In order that the righteousness requirements of the law might be fully met in us.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit.
只随从圣灵的人身上，不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
So he is talking about.Something like we are free from the law of sin and death.
那这就讲到我们在那个圣灵的律里面，肉体死亡的律里面呢，我们就被释放了。
How do you understand all these passages?
那你怎么能够来理解我们读的经文呢？
Those ones you say I really understand, raise your hand.
如果你说你非常了解了，你可以举手。
Oh, those ones you say, I don't understand, raise your hand.
那你觉得你不明白，你也可以举手。
Okay, so some other people, they don't know if they know, they understand.
那剩下的人就是他不知道他们是否有理解这句话。
So we're in the same position, sometimes we don't know, you know.
那我们其实都是一样，有的时候我们真的是不能理解。
That's in a good position, it's a very good position.
也是一个好的一个看法。
You know, many times if we know we don't know, that's a good thing.
那很多时候呢，当我们知道我们不知道的时候呢，其实是一件好事。
You know, probably the biggest trouble in this age is everybody knows what he knows. He knows what to do.
那这个世界上最大的问题就是我们认为我们自己知道，而且我们认为我们自己可以做一些事情。
Recently, I have a tenant I tried to evict.Actually, if she says she's wrong, I could not. Maybe I would not evict. But she always says I did nothing wrong, nothing wrong, nothing wrong.
那最近呢，我有一个房客呢，我就想把他赶出去。那原因就是因为他总是认为他自己是对的。如果他是自认为他自己错的话，我都不会把他赶出去。可是他一直认为我是对的，我是对的。
Even the things clearly stated in the eviction notice, she says I did nothing wrong.
那在那个我逐客令的里面写的东西呢，他都说哦，我什么都没有做错。
If she said yes, sorry, I'm wrong, I could change my mind.
那如果他跟我说对不起，我做错了呢，我可能都会改变我的想法看法。
When I reflect, I find that the most dangerous thing for this age is everybody think they are right.
那我觉得这个时代最大的危险呢，就是每个人都自认为是对的。
So now there's a topic we are talking about in China. A lot of people are talking about is the the artificial intelligence.
那我们最近很常常讲到就是关于这个AI, 就是叫什么 AI, 人工智能 yeah.
And it's really powerful.
那是一个很就是很 很有能力的一件事。
The other day I was preaching in the other church. There's a pastor. Afterwards also we had some sharing. He shared about how he asked the intelligence how to preach gospel.
那天我就跟一个牧师在讲道，他就说他甚至他有一次问了，就是这个人工智能怎么样来讲道。
How to share gospel, good news to the people around you?
怎么样就是跟你身边的人来传福音呢？
The sixth point the artificial intelligence gave us are very amazing, amazing.
那这个 AI 提供的六条呢，都是非常非常就是很吃惊，让他吃惊。
First one is you guess what?
第一个你猜猜是什么？
You should preach with your action more than your words.
第一个他讲就是当你要传福音的时候呢，要用行动来去传，而不是单单用你的话语来。
That's the first one.
这就是第一条。
And there's six.
然后还有另外总共六条。
But there's one thing which is missing.
但是有一条呢是没有的。
You know what is missing?
什么是没有的呢？
You guess.
你猜猜。信心。
It is the most important thing is missing in this passage.
那就是最重要一条呢，在这里面是没有的。
You see here, there's one word mentioned frequently. Is which word?
那这里面呢，常常有讲到一个字是什么字呢？
Spirit. Spirit, yes. You never mentioned the Holy Spirit.
他从来就是这个 AI 没有讲到关于圣灵。
Then you can do everything, but he does not know the Holy Spirit.
你可以做任何事情，可是他并不知道有圣灵。
Or in another word, whatever he tells you to do, there's no life.
那也就是说，他不管他跟你说的一些什么事情呢，他是没有生命的。
In another word, it's also that we need to cry for the churches because all this data was collected from, you know, yes.It's big data collected, is that right? That means people are talking about many methods of preaching gospel, but not much about Holy Spirit.
那我们要为大教会祷告，因为呢，这个 AI 所收集的信息呢，是从各个教会收集来的，所以呢，各个教会有讲很多很多的方法，怎么样来传福音。可是教会里并没有怎么提到关于圣灵。
That means only a few people talk about the Holy Spirit.
只有几个人才讲圣灵的事情。
And AI said that this is not important because only a few people talk about.
那这个人工智能就觉得，哎，这个不是很重要，因为很少人讲到圣灵。
So if you make a list, the Holy Spirit is 121. So this it's not the first, the second, even seven, not the seven. It's maybe 100th.
那如果你讲一个事情，其实圣灵呢，应该是百分之百，甚至超过百分之。
No. If you make a list.
Yeah.
For the AI, the Holy Spirit might be on the 101
oh, okay,
list.
Okay, 就是如果呢，你就是做一个表格，就是排列次序的话呢，可能对于 AI 来讲呢，这个就是圣灵这部分可能是在100以后的一个次序。
Because that's the humans give the artificial intelligence the data, how you design them, to analyze.
因为呢，就是我们人提供给这个人工智能的这些数据是这样子显示。
That's something we need to cry in the church.
那我们这个就是要在教会里面需要呼求的。
That is also Apostle Paul is here crying and fighting for.
那也就是这个保罗呢，他怎么样在教会里边就是这样子呼求跟哭泣。
And he is, we are dead to the law of sin and the death, even dead to the law.
那我们对我们是对的这个罪。死都已经肉，我们肉体是死去的。
So we are alive because of the Holy Spirit.
我们呢，从我们得生命呢，是靠着圣灵而得。
And in the Spirit given through Jesus Christ.
那这个圣灵是通过耶稣基督而得的。
We are free.
我们就得自由。
We're set free.
我们就得自由。
We are not in that law.
我们不在这个律当中。
So this is the key of our gospel.
那这就是我们福音的一个钥匙。
Paul, in all his life, he was fighting for this.
那这个保罗呢，一辈子呢都在为这个来征战。
Because after Paul, even during Paul's time, many people tried to make Christians go back to the law to talk about all the theory, all the methods, all the works.
其实，在保罗时代呢，也有很多人呢想要把这个基督徒呢带回这个律法当中，带回这个就是他们律法里面。
But Paul was. very, very furious in fighting about the grace.
但是呢，这保罗呢是非常非常努力的征战，关于这个恩典来征战，为这个恩典来征战。
Even in Galatians chapter 3
加拉太书第三章。
And even verse 1 and 2, 1 and 3.
一节跟三节。
You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?
无知的加拉太人呐，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified.
耶稣基督钉十字架，已经活化在你眼前了。
I would like to learn just one thing from you.
我只要问你们这一件。
Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard?
你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，还是因听福音呢？
Are you so foolish?
那你们这样还是这样无知吗？
After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉体来成全吗？
Have you suffered so much for nothing?
你们受苦如此之多都是徒然的吗？
If it really was for nothing,
难道果真是徒然的吗？
Does God give you his spirit and work miracles among you because you observed the law or because you believed what you heard?
那赐给你们圣灵又在你们中间行义呢，是因你们行律法呢，还是因为你们听福音呢？听福音呢？
Basically, Paul was fighting thatThis is the gospel of the grace and the Holy Spirit and Jesus crucified.
那保罗呢？他所征战的就是，这就是圣灵，耶稣基督钉十字架跟这个白白的恩典。
Why you started with grace and the Spirit, but now you want to finish with your flesh?
那为什么你一开始是以白白恩典得到的，现在你却要肉体来征战来进入呢？
That this is one of the problems we Christians sometimes fall into.
那很多时候这就是我们基督徒会掉入的一个网络里。
You know, even the preachers can fall into.
那甚至呢，很多传道人呢也会就是掉进去这样。
One of my spiritual mother back in the East, she told us a story about, about basically you go into the Bible school, the people actually become non-believers. They don't believe anymore.
那我以前在东部的一个属灵母亲呢，她就跟我讲过，就是很多人呢进到那个圣经学校以后呢，他一开始是信的，到结业的时候反倒变成不信的。
Because when she became a Christian and she just wanted to go to Bible school, her parents.Was so worried because her parents are not believers. Try to stop her going to the Bible school.
那呢，她就是她刚信主的时候就很想就是进到圣经学校，然后她去了以后呢，她就是她的父母就非常的生气，就想阻止她，不让她进去。
But her father has a very, good friend, a very wise man called, and told her father.
那呢，她的父亲呢就有一些就是比较好的所谓有智慧的朋友，就跟这个父亲这么讲。
Don't worry.
你不要担心。
Because many people go to Bible school after they graduate, they will not believe anymore.
很多人进读神学呢，读完以后就不信了。
Because they are going to hear all kinds of theory, and they are not going to be true believers anymore.
他们会听到很多很多的理论，之后读完了就不信了。
So in the Bible school, there are many, many different kind of believers.
那在所以呢，在神学院呢，有很多很多就是不同信仰的人。
But a lot of people start with the spirit, but try to finish with the flesh.
那很多人一开始呢是以就是圣灵入门，可是呢，他们想结束的时候却是用肉体来结束。
When they become a new believer, they believe Christ. Oh, my sins are forgiven. The cross. This is the center.
那当他们刚信主的时候呢，他们就说：“哦，我的罪得赦了，十字架是我生命的中心。
”Holy Spirit is in me。
圣灵在我的里面。
Christ in me。
基督在我里面。
And after learning many theories, and they find they have all kinds of method. The method is better than Christ, better than Holy Spirit.
那他们读完神学院，我就发现，哦，有各种各样的方法，这些方法呢，甚至比圣灵还好。
Actually, when I was in Bible school, I had to ask the people in Church of Zion pray for me very hard.
那我当时我在神学院的时候，我就要求就是西安教会的人为我来拼命的祷告。
Because every day is a battle.
因为每一天都是征战啊。
The famous prophets preach and teach that Genesis first chapter is adopted from Babylonian myth.
因为呢，那个就是一个很有名的，就是讲师就跟我说。创世纪的第一章呢，其实是跟那个巴比伦的那个神话故事写的，就靠那个引出来的。
那 we are wondering why you here teaching the Bible?
那我们就想，哎，你为什么来这教我们圣经啊？
And there was one of my teacher went to the Bible. She said he was asking a professor because teaching all kinds of things like this.I said that you are not a believer. Why do you teach us?
那我当时一个同学呢，他就问这个讲师，哎，你都不是信主的，你为什么来教我们这些东西呢？
What are you doing here?
你在这干嘛呢？
Then the teacher asked the student.
那这个老师呢，就问这个学生。
I know what I'm doing here. Do you know what are you doing here?
我知道我在这里做什么，你知道你在这里要做什么吗？
I know what I'm doing here.
我知道我在这里要做什么。
I need to make money.
啊，我要赚钱。
To feed my kids.
啊，来喂养我的孩子。
I want to become famous.
啊，我要成为有名。
What are you doing here?
那你这正是要干嘛呢？
You give up everything.
啊，你一切都放弃了。
And eventually, what are you going to accomplish?
那你之后你会能成就什么呢？
That's a very interesting question. You know?
啊，这也是一个非常有趣的问题啊。
That's why when you ask the artificial intelligence, they don't talk to you about Holy Spirit. Even don't mention Christ.
所以呢，如果你问这个人工智能呢，它不会跟你讲圣灵，它也不会跟你讲基督。
Because,
因为
you know, we need to pray for the church.
我们要问
That means the church is provided all its data.Don't really talk about Holy Spirit.
所以我们这次要为教会来祷告，因为呢，教会所提供的这些数据呢，并没有提到圣灵。
But Paul said.
但是保罗说。
The one work out miracles, that is the Christ. That's Holy Spirit.
那个行一切神迹奇事的是那个基督，是那个圣灵。
Not because of your good works, because you obeyed the law.
并不是靠着你们的行为，并不是靠着你们行出律法。
When Paul was talking in Galatians 3, he was very, very furious.
那当这个保罗呢，他写加拉太书第三章的时候呢，其实他是非常愤怒的。
Actually, he said, "You stupid Galatians!"
其实原文是说你这愚蠢的加拉太人呐。
I preach gospel to you, and now you want to do something else.
那我给你来传了福音了，你现在想做其他事情。
You suffered so much, I suffered so much to give you a gospel for freedom. But you want something to put a bondage upon yourself again.
我这么辛苦啊，你们也这么辛苦得到了这个白白的恩典的福音，可是你们却要把这个枷锁放到自己身上。
So many people will try to, again to put the bondage upon ourselves, Christians.
那很多人呢，也是基督徒，把这些枷锁捆在自己身上。
So here in Romans 8, it clearly said we are free from the law of sin and death.
所以呢，在这个罗马书第八章呢，就是这个是生命和圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我们。
There's another place in Romans even talked about we are dead to the law. Law is like a husband. When the husband die, we belong to another one, which is Jesus Christ.
那在对罗马书呢也讲到，就是我们跟就是好像那个就是律呢，就像我们的丈夫一样的，丈夫死了以后呢，我们不在这个律法当中，而是释放出来。
And here said the righteousness of the law in verse 4 actually is going to be fully met in us.We do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. When we live according to the Spirit, the requirements of the law is going to be fulfilled.
那在第四节呢，也讲到，就是如果我们不顺从肉体，只顺从圣灵呢，那个律法的义就会成就在我们身上。
So, because he said, the law will not make you to be a good man.
因为呢，这个律法呢，不能使你成为一个好的人。
And this is about the law. But from the law, the sin was make evident.
那这say that again.
Sin is make evident because of the law.
那因为呢，就是律呢，就是
律法
呢，这个罪呢就显明出来了。
But law which will put the bondage on us.
可是这个律法呢，就会把这个枷锁捆绑在我们身上。
Now here, the Bible also said.In Jesus Christ, we are set free. Free from the law of the death and the sin.
可是在这个圣经里讲的就是这个生命的律呢就会释放我们脱离罪和死亡。
Now, what does this really mean?
那这是什么意思呢?
Now, many of us says, I don't really know.
那很多人说哦，我不能理解啊。
We need to know and we need to experience.
那我们需要知道而且我们需要来经历。
The freedom.In Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督里的自由。
You know, we are free from sin, free from the death.
我们是从这个罪跟死的律释放出来的。
You know, what does that mean? What is free from sin?
那什么意思呢？从这个罪里的释放。
You know, before when we do not know Christ, the sin is like our master.
那我们当我们不认识基督的时候呢？这个罪就好像是我们的主人。
And he has all kinds of rights over us.
那他在我们身上有很多很多的权柄。
So that's why chapter 7 says, I cannot do what I wanted to do, but I do what I don't want to do.
所以呢，前面那一章七章就讲的就是我所想行的行不出来，那我不想行的我却要做。
Because the sin is a master.
因为这个罪呢，就好像是一个主人一样，辖制我。
But when we come to Christ, we are free from that master. That master is done away.
那当我们来到基督里的时候呢，那个主人就离开我们，他已经不能再辖制我们。
How can you done away with your master?
那你怎么样能够脱离这个主人的辖制呢？
You have to do it properly.
那你要就是很正确的一个方法来行。
You need to basically to somehow to legally.Finish this covenantal relationship or whatever relationship you have to finish legally.
那也就是说，你要按着就是律这个
合法
的方法呢，跟他来脱离这个解约这个关系。
So what is the legal, the right method to set us free from this master? I'm not your slave anymore. I have the paper. I'm not your slave anymore.
那怎么样才是一个就是一个合规？规范的一个方法能够脱离那个前面那个主人呢就跟他说哦，我已经不再是你的仆人了
That's when we believe Jesus Christ He paid the debt
那就是当我们接受耶稣基督在我里面因为他已经付上了这个代价
Because Bible said he was cursed
因为
In our position
因为圣经上说呢就是耶稣基督代替我们就是受了这个咒诅
He paid our debt
他已经来付上了这个代价
So whoever believes in him andJesus, God says his debt is paid.
那呢，所有相信他的呢，神就会说，哦，他的罪已经父亲已经就是免了。
So when we believe, we are free.
当我们相信的时候，我们就是自由的。
We Christians, we need to really believe we are free.
那我们作为基督徒呢，我们要真的相信我们是得自由的。
We are free from sin.
我们已经从罪里面得释放。
Free from death.
从死里面得了释放。
Maybe you say, oh, Pastor Bing.Are we sure we are totally free from sin? I think I sin all the time.
那你可能会问，哎呀，王炳坤叔，你确定我们已经从罪的管辖里面得释放了？我还是常常犯罪呀。
Pastor Bing, I think you sometimes also sin.
王炳坤叔，我也觉得你有时候你也犯罪啊。
Maybe you sin more than I do.
啊，可能你犯的罪比我还多呢。
The problem is not about sin or not, is.Sin is not our master anymore.
那这个重关键呢，不是说我们还是不是否犯罪，而是呢，这个罪是否还是我们的主人。
The sin has no authority over us.
那罪呢，在我们身上已经没有权柄。
Now, give you an example. What is the difference between sometimes sin and sin has authority over us?
那我想给一个例子，就是有，就是偶尔犯罪跟就是罪在我们身上有辖制这么一个区别。
Give you an example. Let's say if you had a very bad boss before.
那比如说你有一个很不好的老板。
He always try to give you hard time.
就是常常给你找麻烦。
Always make you sad.
老是让你感觉到很伤心。
Always made you fearful.
老是让你觉得很害怕。
always made you do bad things.
啊，让你做一些不好的事情。
One day somebody, a better boss come and said, okay, I will pay whatever you owe that guy, and then you become my, you know, worker, okay.
那可能有一天就有一个更好的老板来找上你，就说好了，你的债我帮你付清，你来跟我打工。
So he said, okay, you said, I am afraid of making, you know, talk to my old boss, and could you do it? Yes, I do it, do everything legally, okay?
那你就说,哦,那我要跟我的前面的那个老板谈一谈,然后呢,你就说,好吧,那你就谈一谈。
I pay everything you owe him.
那我付上你所有你欠他钱的这个债务。
So, the second master was, just did this.
那呢第二个主人他就做了这件事情。
However, one day you walk on the market, you try to buy some fish to enjoy life, and you saw your previous boss.
那可能你在有一天呢，你走在路上，你在享受你的生活，说，哎，你看到了你前面的一个老板，前面的老板。
There are two reactions.
那你可能会有两个反应。
One reaction is that, oh, he's my boss.
啊，他是我的老板。
You're so afraid.
哦，你很害怕。
You come to the same mood.
你就回到了原来的当时，你害怕他的那种就是感情感里面。
Actually, he's not now, not your boss anymore.
其实他现在已经不是你的老板了。
But when you saw him, he was my boss.
对，可是你看他的时候，你还觉得，哦，他是我老板。
So suddenly your heart sunk.
哦，就觉得你的心要沉下去。
You want to buy some good fish to cook a good meal. You said, No, I do not go there. I just go home. Go home.
你本来想在那里这个菜市场买条鱼回家煮的，你现在想，哎，我要现在回家，我不买了。
That's one situation.
啊，那这可能是一个反应。
Another situation is in the market. You saw your previous boss.
那另外一个就是你可能看到你前面的老板，之前的老板。
Hi, Mr. Tan.
Oh, hi, 那个唐老板。
Mr. Tan is very serious, his face. He thinks you are still his worker. He's very mad. He looks very, you know, very scary.
那这个唐老板呢，他还自认为他还是你的老板，然后呢，就是很凶，很凶悍的看着你。
But you know clearly.He's not your boss anymore.
但是你自己心里清楚，他已经不是你老板了。
Hi, Mr. Tan, how are you doing?
啊，那个唐老板，哎，好久不见。
Oh, I'm doing good. I myself is doing good.
啊，我很好，我自己很好。
I'm going to buy a few fish and enjoy my life.
啊，我现在要去买一些鱼哈，我就是要享受我的。
Maybe your previous boss said, "How dare you can enjoy your life?"
可能你前老板就跟你说，哎，你怎么敢享受你的生活呢？
But you should tell him, Hi, Mr. Tan.
那你应该跟他说，啊，唐老板。
You need to show that he has no authority over you.
你要就是确定他在你身上已经没有任何的权柄了。
Yeah, just you show that he has no any authority over you. My life is free.
他没在你身上没有任何的权柄，因为你的生活是你的生命是得自由。
Your threatening has no effect on me.
他的这样向你的恐吓呢，在你身上是没有任何的权柄的。
And he would say, "You did this to me. Remember before?"
哦，他说，哎呀，你之前对我做了这个那个。
You need to come and do this, do that.
啊，你要过来帮我做这个做那个。
You need to say sorry.
那你的反应应该是对不起啊。
You shouldn't say sorry. You should.Well, everything is paid. Did you see that?
哦，不，你不应该说 sorry， 你应该说，哎，你看看啊，我的债都已经还清了。
Everything is paid.
所有债都还清了。
By my my present boss.
啊，为我现在
的。Do you see that?
老板已经给我付清了。
And your boss tried to control you, but don't let him control you.
如果你这个老板呢还想继续的辖制你呢，不要让他来辖制你。
You know, some people they try to control somebody, they always try to mention something you did before.
你知道有一些人呢想就是控制别人呢，他们常常会说，哎，你知道你之前对我做了什么什么。
Make you fear, you know?
让你觉得害怕。
I don't know how you control somebody.
我不知道你怎么控制别人。
Yeah, I met some people. They you know, like I tried to control people by mentioning what you did wrong before. Okay.
我知道，我认识一些就是想要控制别人的人，他常常就会用这个方法，就是说，哎，你以前做了什么。
But don't let this boss scare you and control you, because you need to clearly know he has no authority over you.
不要让这个老板继续来控制你，你要知道他在你身上已经没有任何的权柄。
Actually, he cannot control you.
其实他也没有办法来控制你。
The only time if you can be controlled by him is when you believe. When you believe, he can control you.
他唯一能够就是继续的控制你的时候呢，就是让你自己认为他还可以控制你。
You see, this is all about our faith.
其实你看看，这就是关于我们的信心。
那 today we come to the church, when we say we know God, it's all by faith.
那我们来教会呢，我们说我们认识神呢是。靠着信心来认识他
or by belief
或者 by 看让就是靠着我们的
if we believe we are free from sin and death we are
那如果我们相信我们是从罪和死释放出来的话我们就是
if we still believe that sin has authority over us
如果我们还是
very sorry
持续的相信呢罪在我们身上还有辖制的话呢那真的是对不起
the enemy tried to control Christians through that
那就是仇敌呢，就是通过这个来控制基督徒。
And sometimes he said, "You see, I sometimes sin."
那你可能有的时候，哦，有的时候我犯罪啊。
However, you need to declare.
但是
sin, you have no right over me. You have no authority over me.
但是呢，你要宣告呢，啊，罪你在我身上没有任何的权柄。
Maybe sometimes you do something wrong.
那有的时候可能你做了一些错事。
Maybe sometimes you still have some habitual problems.
那有时候你可能还有一些习惯性的问题。
But the Holy Spirit will lead you and teach you.
但是呢，这个圣灵呢就会带领你来教导你。
And the most important is believe. It has no right over you. It has no authority over you.
那最重要呢，就要相信呢，他在你身上没有任何的权利。
You are free.
你是自由的。
You are free man.
你是一个自由的人。
Now this is very, very important. You see, some people will live a very free life when they believe.
那呢，很多人呢，有些人呢，他就是信了以后呢，他就是很自由的一个人。
That's a wonderful thing because that's what we're supposed to live.
那这是一个很好的，这就是我们应该作为基督徒应该过的生活。
But you know, when we live a free life, sometimes the enemy tries to rob that away from us.
那我们做自由过自由的生活的时候呢，仇敌也会来偷这个东西。
I remember once a brother told me a short story about himself.
那我想到以前有一个弟兄呢，跟我分享他的一个故事。
When he first believed, every day he's so happy.
他刚信主说，哇，每一天他都很开心。
One day he went to TNT.
有一天呢，他就去那个大统华买菜。
And there's another Chinese man standing here, look at him.
那有一个中国人就看着他。
哥们儿，为什么傻笑啊？
Hey bro, why are you laughing?
有什么好高兴的呀？
Why are you so happy about?
Oh, I shouldn't. Yes, I shouldn't be happy.
哦，他就说，哦，我不应该吗？我不应该笑啊。
那 if many people speak to you, if you believe, your happiness is gone.
如果很多人都这样对你说呢，可能你这个喜乐就
This is what truly happened. He went to the TNT. He was so happy, a new believer. This man standing, a Chinese man said.哥们儿，傻笑什么呀？有什么好高兴的呀？
就是，所以这个是真实发生的，就是他有一次去 TNT 呢，有一个人就说 ，Hey bro, why are you laughing at?
You see, the people around you try to make you into the old trap.
那就是身边的人呢，就会想让你回到过去的这个轨道当中。
You see, you are still a sinful man. Why are you so happy?
好，你还是个罪人，你开心什么呀？
make you believe you shouldn't be happy.
他们让你呢觉得你就不应该开心。
You are just a sinful man as I am, and why are you so happy?
啊，你跟我一样都是罪人，你喜乐个啥呀？
Now we need to declare, I'm happy because of Jesus Christ.
我们需要喜乐，因为我们要宣告耶稣基督是我们的主。
He has paid all my debts.
他已经付上了一切的代价。
Even today, I maybe did something wrong, but I'm still free.
即使我今天做一些事情呢，我还是自由的。
I'm free.
我们是自由的。
Look at that thing I did Sorry, Jesus.
啊，我做了这个事情，哦，对不起，主耶稣。
Thank you for cleansing me.
哦，谢谢你洗净我的罪。
Thank you for paying all my debt.
谢谢你付上一切的那个代价。
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
啊，谢谢圣灵。
I can live a wonderful life.
啊，我就可以过这个幸福美好的生活。
Now here, later on, it talk about the Holy Spirit will lead us to fulfill the righteousness required by the law.
那这里有讲到，就是圣灵呢会带领我们，就是能够付上这个啊律所要求的这一切的义。
So we will live out.
我们就可以行出来。
Live out that we don't need to worry.
你说我们行出来后，我们就不用担心。
You know, it's interesting sometimes that what about law? What about law?
那律法呢？那律怎么样呢？
We don't need the law anymore.
我们不需要律了吗？
You know, we Chinese people, if we reflect on our Chinese philosophy, it's very interesting.
那我们作为中国人呢，如果我们讲讲我们中国人的哲学呢，是非常有趣的。
There's some parallels with Bible.
那有一些就是跟圣经呢是就是可以并列的，可以比较的一些东西。
There's one, or in what I use Chinese.
道德经
啊，老子的道德就是是道者从德。
That's so hard.
So people lose their way, lose their way, and then they want to try to observe the law. 道 means way, 德 means how to observe, how to go back to the way.
So Taoism, about Taoism, how they saying only when you what?
When you lose the way,
then you return to the way.
No, you want to observe, try to go back to the law. That's called the De.
Okay.
And when you lose the De, and then there's a Ren Yi. Okay, anyway, talk about Dou and De. Dou and De. Basically, when you lose the way and you want to find the rules, try to go back to the way. This is the way, this is the way. You know, you put tell people to go back to the way.
就是当你失去了这个道呢，你就会开始去想寻找这个根，就是说，哎，我
The rules, you create rules.
啊，你会寻，就是设立一个规矩，一个规则，怎么样来找到这个原来的道。
We can compare the way, 道 as Jesus Christ.
就是道呢，就好像可以跟耶稣来对比。
德 is the law.
So, the mean like a regulation of your behaviors, more like the law. It's like the 像律法一样.
Now, for Christians, why we don't need the law? Because we are in the way.
就作为基督徒，为什么我们不需要这个律呢？因为我们已经在这个道上。
道。So, if you are a good driver,
如果你是一个很会开车的人。
You don't need to always worry about the ticket. You know, the ticket is coming. If I don't do this, if I don't drive right, and the ticket is coming, that ticket is coming, that ticket, you are always thinking about the tickets. The good driver doesn't drive happily because you are on the way, right way.
那作为一个就是会开车的人，你就不会，你开车的时候你一直都不会想着，哎呀，我今天哪要不要说罚条了？这个警察又要罚我了，那个警察又要罚我了。你不会这么想，你只会很正常的开，因为你已经在这个路上了。
Because you are a good driver.
因为你是一个会开车的人。
Who made you to be a good driver?
那谁让你成为一个会开车的人呢？
It's not the ticket, it's the coach.
不是因为你这个，就是你收到的罚单使你成为一个好的开车的人，而是呢还有个司机，而是呢就是那个教你的人。教你的已经。
And also you are happily driving.
啊，所以呢，你才可以很开心的在开车。
Anyway, so we need to always remind ourselves we are free from sin and death.
那所以呢，我们要常常提醒我们自己，我们已经从这个罪跟死的律释放了。
Our mentality needs to change.
我们的这个思想意念需要。
That's called repentance.
这个转变呢，就是啊，
悔改。The repentance, the original word metanoia means change your thoughts, change your mind.
那这个悔改的原文就是说，就改变你的思想意念。
So basically, what we think, we must change.
那所以呢，我们的想法呢要得到改变。
And we are not going to be founded by that law.
我们不在这个律当中，就是被受辖制。
Oh, this law, if I sin, and this bad consequence, and then this fear, And that problem.
啊，如果我犯罪，我就会有这个后果，然后我就会有这个恐惧，就会有这个的问题。
If I do not eat well, I will die. When I die, what's going to happen?
如果我吃的不好，我就会死。如果我死了，我就会怎样怎样。
The doctor says this disease, there's no cure.
或者那个医生说，哦，你得了这个病就不没有效了，没有的治了。
But Jesus Christ has freed us from death. We need to know that.
但是我们要知道呢，耶稣基督已经释放我们从这个死亡。
When we have this mentality, our health will change.
当我们有这样的思想意念的改变的时候呢，我们
literally our health will change.
我们的身体就会得到改变。
I was amazed by some of the preachers. They preach really into this. They always young. I said, why they always young? He said, he didn't say why. He's just believe what he preaches.
那我就很有趣，就是有些就是传道人呢，他宣讲这个，他真的相信的时候呢，他就是看起来就是很年轻。我也不知道为什么他这么年轻，可能因为就是他真的相信他所讲的。
That we need to believe what we believe.
我们需要相信我们信的。
Death is away from us.
这个死呢，已经离我们远去。
It's not going to control us.
这个死亡不会是继续辖制我们的东西。
The sin is not going to control us.
那这个罪呢，也不会继续的辖制我们。
So, anyway, most important is we believe.
最重要就是我们要相信。
And then the Holy Spirit will perform miracles.
那这个圣灵呢，就会来行出神迹。
Just like in Galatians chapter 3 said, Holy Spirit will perform miracles.
就像那个加拉太书第三章讲的，圣灵行了神迹奇事。
He said the reason is because we believed in Jesus Christ.
那原因就是呢，我们已相信了耶稣基督。
Believed him crucified.
相信他在十字架上钉死。
That's why Paul only preaches Jesus and him crucified.
所以呢，保罗所宣扬的就是耶稣基督钉十字架。
Paul believes totally when he is crucified, our debt is paid. We are free.
保罗相信了，当耶稣基督钉在十字架上，他已经付上了一切代价，而且我们是得自由。
So Holy Spirit is freely given.
那圣灵也是白白的赐给我们。
So let's pray together.
那我们一起来祷告。
Hallelujah, oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天上的父，我们感谢你。
Thank you for your Son.
谢谢你的儿子。
Your Son has paid the price, paid all the debts for us.
你的儿子已经为我们已经付上了一切的代价。
Sin is condemned here, you said.
你说罪在这里已经定了罪了。
And we are set free by Jesus Christ.
我们也靠着耶稣基督得了自由。
And the Holy Spirit is given to us.
圣灵也白白的赐给我们。
We can live a life led by the Holy Spirit. We can bear the fruit of joy, peace, love. Faithfulness. Yes, yes, amen. Patience, hallelujah. Self-control, hallelujah. We also have the gifts of the Holy Spirit following us.
我们也有圣灵的这个恩赐随着我们。
Lord, we just ask you to increase our faith.
我们也就是祷告，让你能够加增我们
的信心。We will truly believe.
我们能够真正的来相信。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 谢谢。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Once again, we say we believe.
再次我们说我们相信。
And let miracles follow.
让那个神迹行事随着我们。
Let our life change.
让我们的生命都改变。
In Jesus' name.
在奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.